Jesus. Sermon podcasts come to you from Christ Church Cathedral in the Anglican Diocese of Fredericton in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. This is a version of a sermon delivered by the Dean of Fredericton, Jeffrey Hall, on the second Sunday of Easter, April 7th, 2024, entitled The Comforting Lie. Listen to podcasts by visiting the Watch and Listen tab on our website at christchurchcathedral.com. Search Christ Church Cathedral Fredericton podcasts on the web, or find us listed on iTunes, Spotify, Google, TuneIn Radio, or Podchaser podcasts. Subscribe using your favorite podcast.
If we say that we have fellowship with him while we are walking in darkness, we lie and do not believe what is true. Let's take a step back. John continues today with what was begun a week ago. It was evening. The disciples had heard from the women about the empty tomb, and the doors were locked. They were in fear for their lives. If we think that Easter is altogether neat and tidy, that disciples were afraid on Friday, sad on Saturday, and amazed on Sunday, and all lived happily ever after, then we need to think again. The Easter story that will unfold over the next several weeks recounts those who followed the Master trying to put the pieces together. And I say trying because there's a lot of evidence that 2,000 years later, we still haven't really accomplished that. The disciples are fearful, and for good reason. What happened to their Lord and friend could easily happen to them. Grief-stricken disciples experiencing encounters with their Lord may have not made anything much easier. After all, psychologists now recognize all sorts of mental anomalies in people suffering from severe shock, trauma, fear, and grief. So making sense of it all is a tall order indeed. And let's take yet another step backward to about the third or fourth Sunday in Lent this year. Jesus has just shared with the disciples a prediction of his suffering, death, and that he will rise on the third day. And you remember Peter's reaction? Oh, no, Lord, this will never happen to you. And do you remember Jesus' reply? Get behind me, Satan. Your mind is on earthly things, not on heavenly things. Jesu, the very thought of thee, suffering and dying, was so far removed from Peter's idea of the kingdom of God that he couldn't even entertain the thought of his Lord's suffering, let alone his dying. "Get behind me, Satan," Jesus said. And you know, the fact of the matter is, we don't want to think about it either. I knew a man who was explaining to me and a colleague of mine about a recent debilitating diagnosis that he had received. He said he could eventually become a quadriplegic. And he went on to talk about all of the other nasty implications of his disease. "Don't talk like that," my colleague countered. "Joe, God doesn't want that for you," he exclaimed. "Think good thoughts. Have faith, and God will make you well." So just don't think about it. Imagine the best, and you'll be well. God can't possibly want suffering for any of us. Now, theologically, that's a thin disguise for what we've come to know as the prosperity gospel. The prosperity gospel is only concerned with this life, with this world. It says that if we believe the right things, have enough faith, God will bless us with all riches, health, and all the things needful in this life and more. But the prosperity gospel is a false gospel. It's a comforting lie. It ignores the most important part of the good news, or at least one of the most important parts: eternal life. And shame on churches that preach the comforting lie. And I won't name any, but I could. Shame on them. Because the good news of the gospel is this: that Jesus suffered, died, and rose again that we might have eternal life. You know, what further shocked and confused the disciples, I think, was that the body of the risen Jesus bore the marks of his suffering and death. The church of our time can fall into telling the same lies that are being told to us by our culture. Lies about our right to a comfortable life. We should expect, it would seem, nowadays, to have all things without any sacrifice. Heaven forbid if any of us has to suffer. Even God, if there is one, wouldn't want us to suffer, would he? It's the comforting lie. And I would suggest three ways that that comforting lie is told, and that we're all expected to believe. Number one, that suffering damages faith. Number two, that God always wants us to be comfortable. And the third, that this life and what we can see is actually all there is. So, number one, suffering damages our faith. Peter's words seem like the loving reaction at first. Oh no, Lord, this could never happen to you. But Jesus called him Satan. Christ's suffering, and these are hard words to say, Christ's suffering was God's will. Christ's suffering and dying was the plan for Jesus' life. And you know, we'll do almost anything we can to convince someone who's suffering that the nice God in whom we believe doesn't want them to suffer. And that's not to say that we shouldn't pray for relief. But the answer may be no. Paul tried to explain that to the Corinthians. Tried to explain that their suffering would produce in them endurance, character, hope. So maybe it shouldn't so surprise us that today all three of those seem to be in such very short supply. Endurance, character, hope. And maybe what we need to take a second look at is the fact that God didn't tell us that we would never have to suffer. What he said was that he would be with us in that. And maybe the good news is that we don't have to suffer alone. And that gives all of us something to do. The second lie, God always wants us to be comfortable. How we see the kingdom of God is centered on what we want. It was the case for Peter, and it's also the case for us. The way we envision, the way we conceptualize the kingdom of God is one that suits us. People who can't accept the suffering and even death can be part of God's plan. Those people have their minds set on earthly things, not heavenly things. And that's the prosperity gospel, because it ignores what the good news is really all about. We work so hard to assure our comfort that in the process we miss some of the most significant blessings of life. And you know, that's one of the pieces that seems to be missing in the conversation about medically assisted death. Because that too is all about comfort. Suffering isn't pleasant. And I would certainly never try to give an impression that it was or supposed to be. But it is actually an opportunity to develop discipline. And it's interesting that that word discipline comes from the same word that we get disciple. And the third lie, that this life is all there is. So I hate to have to be the one to break it to you, but it's not all about you. It's not all about me. It's not all about us. And it's not all about just what we can see. And if that weren't the case, what's the purpose of faith in the first place? Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. You know, a lot of people think that's biblical. It's actually Shakespearean. Heaven is the promise. Heaven is the promise. Revelation says that there, death, mourning, crying, and pain will be no more. Isn't that good news? Those who preach the prosperity gospel ignore that the purpose of suffering is to prepare us for the glory that is to come. Not the glory that's already here. Heaven. The Apostle Paul says, if we have hoped in Christ only for this life, we are of all people most to be pitied. If we have hoped in Christ only for this life, we are of all people most to be pitied. The comforting lie is not the gospel. Jesus suffered, died, rose to life, and invites us to follow him. And in that order.
Christ Church Cathedral is located at the corner of Church and Brunswick Streets in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We're always pleased to welcome visitors and guests. For information on programs and worship times, visit ChristChurchCathedral.com. Send us a message by email at office@ChristChurchCathedral.com or contact the church office by phone Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 noon at 506-450-8500. We'd be pleased to have you visit.